His form is compelling and he's an exciting racehorse. It's not always the most brilliant horse that wins the Victoria Derby over 2,500 metres. Sometimes it can just be that out-and-out dour stayer. But Thick and Big's got that beautiful mixture, Laurie, of being that brilliant horse and looks like a dour stayer as well. Or a stayer, I shouldn't say a dour stayer. Timmy Clark will guide the fortunes of Thick and Big tomorrow in the Victoria Derby. He joins us on the line. G'day, Tim.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, he's an exciting horse, Tim.
He is, yeah. No, he's taken, he's only relative early in his career, but he's shown some great signs so far. And, yeah, he obviously looks as though he's had the right lead-up and the right build-up to the Derby. And, yeah, fingers crossed he can get it done at least one more time.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And it's a big race, of course. What about with the tactics, Timmy? Do you stroll out in front, or do you anticipate a bit more pressure being put on Thinking Big, or you just sort of make your mind up when you get out there on the track and jump on board?
Yeah, there's probably going to have a couple of different scenarios that I'll have in my mind. But obviously, riding for Gain Adrian, very well documented that they like their horses to be right up on the speed. I'm sure he'll be right up there. You know, when he won at Caulfield last start, he was able to get to the front and get a pretty easy time of it. I'm sure that they'll be not wanting to let me. The other boys won't want to let me do that again tomorrow. But so there could be a little bit more pressure. But if there is, he is a versatile horse. He can. Yeah, I'm sure he won't have any trouble coming back off the speed if they're going too fast for me. But he'll definitely make himself prominent from the outset.
Yeah, and that could be a bit of a risk for the other horses, though, given it's over 2,500. If they do go early and put the tempo on, they might fade in the end.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think last Saturday, a couple of the lead-up races, there's been a bit of speed. There's been a bit more speed in a couple of the other lead-up races than the race Thinking Big one. But, you know, they were 2,000 at the Valley and 2,200 at Geelong. It's a whole different scenario there tomorrow with 2,500 metres at Flemington. So I'm sure that, yeah, everyone will have that in the back of their mind. And, you know, even myself, you know, it's a lot further than the horses have ever been before, and they're only young horses. So, you know, you definitely need to be conserving as much energy as possible. So I wouldn't have thought there'd be a breakneck speed. But, I'm anticipating a little bit of pressure into that first turn. But I think once we find our positions and the race sorts itself out, then the tempo will probably come out of the race.
Yeah, we're lucky enough to be chatting with Tim Clark. He's got four rides tomorrow, but the big one on Thinking Big, the favourite for the Victoria Derby. Tim, can you just tell our listeners and our viewers too about the start and how difficult it is? As we look over our shoulder where we're broadcasting from, we're just on the outside of the track, just on the past the winning post, and that's where you guys have. It's a very, very short run to that turn, and you're all shouting and screaming and trying to get positions.
Yeah, that's right. It is, you know. Flemington, it's such a big track, and most starts there, you've got plenty of time. Yeah. But obviously the Derby start there, right in front of the crowd, really at the home straight, very short run into the first turn, and being a capacity field tomorrow as well, which sometimes you don't see, but I'm sure there's going to be a bit of pressure going into that first turn. But I think once we get around that first turn and get down the side and everyone finds their position. Yeah. The tempo will probably come out of it a bit, but yeah, I've sort of come up with a pretty good draw. I think there's a bit of speed drawn out wide, so them horses have got a decision to make as to how far they push on. But from my draw, I should be able to just be positive and get to that first turn, and hopefully from then on we can have a really smooth run. And yeah, if he can get a couple of cheap sectionals, if he does end up leading, he's going to be awfully hard to run down. He's very, very talented young colt.
In a race like the Derby, Tim, do you try and analyse or overthink things and see and predict what other horses will do, or are you just mainly thinking about what you need to do and what position you need to get Thinking Big in?
Oh, look, I will look at, obviously, and have looked at the replays of the lead-up races, and especially the main chances, you know. But it's important to obviously not go out there with too much of a plan, because things can change a bit. But I think with him, it's important just to ride him and make sure I get it right on him. And then if I can do that, everything else should sort itself out.
Tim, before we move on to your other rides, mate, I just want to, I know it's all hypothetical and we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Can he win a Melbourne Cup? If he, just say he won tomorrow, can he win a Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, that one, because, you know, they haven't, not many three-year-olds, especially in recent years, have pressed on. And, you know, obviously, Gay nearly pulled it off with nothing like a Dane many years ago. But I think the Melbourne Cup, the complex, the makeup of the field now has changed a lot with all the internationals. So it'll be an extremely difficult task. But he's only going to get one chance. If he does happen to win the Derby tomorrow, and they decide to press on, well, he's never ever going to run in a Melbourne Cup or any race with 49 kilos ever again. So sure there's plenty of temptation there, and I think, what, $7 million prize money, and if the horse is fitting well, yeah, it might be worth a throw at the stumps.
Yeah, we might have to wait and see after tomorrow's Derby is run and dusted. But you've got three other rides. Your first one of the day is in the Lexus Stakes, Tally.
Yeah, Tally, he's been going okay of recent times. But James Cummings has elected to put the blinkers back on him. And that was the sort of same formula he used when the horse won his last race in Sydney. I was able to win a 2,000-metre race on him at Randwick, fourth up with the blinkers going on. So he's hoping, James and myself are hoping that formula is successful again.
Mate, Perez, you've got, I hate to tell you this, mate, you've got to try and carry me. I think it's a great chance. I thought its run last start was pretty good. It's a $23 chance in race 8, the Kennedy Mile.
Yeah, he's a horse that always, he takes a couple of runs to sort of get to his peak. So he's had a couple of runs back now, so he should be pretty right to go third up. Probably a bit of a query at the 1600. That's probably my only slight concern. Obviously, he's drawn out wide as well, but he's a go-forward horse, so that, you know, he might be able to offset the draw, but sort of the end of the mile is going to be, he's going to be probably sucking him in a bit the last furlong.
Oh, I pity you, Timmy, carrying TK.
That's a fair weight.
Oh, it's a big weight. Mate, what about in the Empire Rose? Shamook was great last week, winning the Tristark.
Yeah, she's a very talented mare. You know, she's another one that there's probably a few slight question marks over at the mile, but I think that she's had a couple of more runs and a bit more. She's a bit more seasoned now than she was when she ran in a mile race a few runs ago, and she's got the blinkers off to help her relax. So she's, I know before her last start, Gay was extremely happy with. She thought out of all the horses that had travelled down to Melbourne, she'd sort of done the best and had really gone on. So hopefully she can continue that form. And she competed against some really high quality horses last preparation, and she's come back and she's having a really good prep this time in as well. So I'm sure she's going to be up on speed. There doesn't look to be too much pressure, so that's probably going to help her as well. And if she can get a nice run through the middle stages without overdoing it, that should allow her to run out the mile strongly.
Tim, we thank you so much, mate. Enjoy the day. It's a huge day to have the ride on the favourite, thinking big in the Derby. Just one quick one, mate. What could you have ever got to 49? When was the last time you were ever at 49?
No, it's probably, yeah. I rode 51 last 50. Friday night, and that's sort of close to about my minimum. Yeah, so 49 was just a bit of a step too far.
Yeah, no doubt. Mate, good luck tomorrow, mate. Thanks so much for your time, Tim.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.